Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, George.
Eric with the cake. What is up with you?
Hey.
She's in a good mood. She's having her breakfast early this morning.
So. I think she's loopy. I think that's
exhausted.
Eric with a K is also here. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
Welcome to day four of our One Pet, One Vet.
Yeah.
We are excited to get this thing started today. You know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do?
Tell us.
I went and bought dog treats.
What?
Well, we're expecting tomorrow for the last day. Paul and his dog from Give Us Paws are going to be in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if I take these dog treats and I tuck them in my socks, then all the dogs are going to come to me when they come in the studio tomorrow and leave you all alone.
Dream, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, no, they just love me here. All the dogs love me. So I bought all of all the different kinds of snacks.
That's what fun.
It has bones. It has gummy bear shaped. All kinds of stuff. Anyway, so
what's going to be great is when they still love me and Mo more.
and I go home and I have dog treats in my socks.
A big old bag.
They're going to see right through you, George.
Anyway, good morning and welcome in. We are raising money for veterans to get service animals. That's what it's all about this morning. And where do we start the day? After, again, thank you to some of our overnight crew for your donations last night. Because I think we're starting the day at around 79,000.
Yeah, DD donated last night. Gavin donated last night. Christopher, April, all of these came in since we left the show yesterday. So we're starting off at $79,072.
Okay, so if we get to an even 80,000, that gives us our 16th dog, right?
Ooh.
That'll be good.
I think that we should just stay on the air, and Mo is going to constantly sing until we get that last $900.
Okay, do you have any requests?
We're going to hold everyone captive with her angelic voice.
National anthem?
Let's hear it.
You should.
Oh, say.
Doesn't your daughter love to do the national anthem?
Yeah, Sailor's 3, and instead of requesting, you know, normal 3-year-old things like Baby Shark, she requests the Star Spangled Banner.
That's amazing.
She became obsessed with it during rodeo time.
Yes.
And she also does "Hello, Houston." We have a video. She sent us of that.
So. She's brainwashed.
All right, now I will always love you.
And
okay. All right.
Houston,
it's early.
Donate now. Text pets to 20357.
Yes. Text the word pets to 20357. All right.
Whether you're 100.3 the Bull.
Hey, we have a shout out this morning. We got to give. A little bit earlier, we were saying that one way that we might be able to raise money is to have Mo sing until people give enough money that we hit $8,000, so or $80,000, right? So how much do we need now? We had a couple of donations come in. What was the one?
Big shout out, Hannah in Dayton. Listen to that, Mo. That's what? The sound of all of Dayton wanting you to shut the She donated $28 to get you to stop singing.
Woo-hoo. All right. If you want Mo to continue singing, if you want Mo to stop singing,
requests can be taken in
you
the
make
comment
a donation
section.
Right now. Okay, it's easy to do it. Tell Mo to shut up, all right? All you have to do is give us a donation at PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. You text that in this morning, and it'll be wonderful because we'll get to shut Mo up, all right? PETS to 20357, now on the Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on 100.3 The Bull. My name is George. Over there is Mo, Eric with a K, also here. Thank you all for joining us as we get service animals for Houston area veterans. This has been so rewarding to be part of, and Bull Nation stepping up. As a matter of fact, yesterday we started this and it continued like all day long. And that was the city shout out challenge.
Yeah.
We honestly have a big marker board in here and we've written down all the different names of places that have made donations. When you go to the bullhouston.com and click on the donate button, Who's at the top of the list, Mo?
H-Town is representing those city folks.
Mm-hmm. The city.
Well, we have some that came in overnight that we haven't added.
We haven't added those yet.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find the most generous pocket of Houston. We know that Houston is an extremely generous community, but everybody's so proud of their little pocket. So even a dollar, just for the record, if you want to get on the board and shout out your city, even a $1 donation gets you on the board when you text PETS to 20357. So let's do a little housekeeping, Mo. You got to write these on the board. Okay, ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So $100 from Pasadena.
Woo!
Yes.
There we go, Pasadena. Get in there.
Here's $50 from Cyprus. Thank you so much for your donation. That's going to go a long way with our veterans. Seabrook with $25. $100 from, there's H-Town again.
Okay.
League City. Shout out to League City.
There we go, League
and
City.
This morning, our first couple of donors from Dayton. And we have two from Baytown.
Okay. All right. So we'll put those on there. So again, looking for the most generous spot in the Houston area.
Yep.
You can make your donation. We're less than $800 away.
Yep.
From getting to another animal paid for, the training paid for a dog for a service member here in the Houston area. We call it One Pet, One Vet. And this is where you can really help out. All right. Only $800. Can you help us right now? Show us how generous you are. Text the word PETS to 20357 right now on the Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. And we are having the time of our life this morning with One Pet, One Vet. Thank you again to MacHike Chevy Cares. And I got a couple of quick things. Hang on. Let's help. Let's see. Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Mary had a question, and I figured Mo, honestly, was the best person to answer it because she's
that?
The one that is in charge of, like, all of the texting
yes,
stuff.
Yes, girl. How can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to donate $500, but I'm driving, and I can't text.
Miss Mary.
Oh, okay.
Do not text and drive. We appreciate that.
Stay and hold. One of our operators will take your credit card information.
No.
Yes.
Mary.
I'm going to text you the link. So when you are safely put, you can click on the link, and you can make that donation. $500.
Wow.
I love
Thank
it.
Thank you,
okay,
Mary.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate it. All right, we will text you out that link because we're doing a little bit of a city challenge here this morning. We're trying to get to our next dog, and we're only a few hundred dollars away. So hopefully Mary gets to where she's going and can add her $500 in on that. But we're still a few hundred dollars short on this. And we're doing our city challenge, which means where do you want to shout out, Eric? You had somebody in mind?
I'm a little disappointed because I go to church in Fulshear. And I had not seen one single donation from Fulshear.
Really?
Not even
on our city list?
Not even on the city list at all. Do you see Fulshear, Mo?
No, Fulshear's not on the list.
I go to church there. Jesus shows up there.
There's somewhere else that I love that's not on this list.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Alvin.
No, Alvin has to be on there.
No, nowhere.
What was that album? The place that's where our brisket bracket winner was from.
Yeah. So okay. So donate text pets to 20357. Even if it's just a buck, if you're in Fulshear or Alvin,
we want you represented on our.
Yeah,
city
we just want you
list.
On the board. So text pets to 20357. Any donation amount will get you on the board.
No, but it's even better if you make it big. I'm not saying. Again, you can go to our website, or if you're like Mary, you're in the car, we can text you that out. Just text us. We'll send it to you here on the Morning Bullpen. Mo's getting serious here this morning on One Pet, One Vet. She said, I am prepared to call out places that are not on our City Challenge board this morning.
You think you know someone. You think you love a place in Houston. And then you see that they're not on the board.
Wait, where would be your number one that you're disappointed in this morning, Mo?
Belleville.
Oh, where's Belleville's Belleville? Not on there?
No, they're on there.
Nope.
They're not. I'm looking at the board, George.
Belleville, Sealy, Columbus. How about Galveston?
Galveston.
We love Galveston.
And they have not donated board. A dollar.
Okay. Right. Nowhere.
So, by the way, though, I think our Alvin folks showed up.
They did. They
I
did.
They
and listen, this is all in good fun because every single dollar goes to help a veteran get a service animal right here in the Houston area. This has nothing to do with anything. It's just fun internal competition. But Alvin showed up. A couple of donations out of Alvin.
Yes.
And my Fulshear people showed up.
Okay, there we good. Go, Fulshear.
Ooh, you feel better that they're on the list.
Okay. At least they're on the list, yes. I wouldn't call it the most generous pocket of Houston just yet, but I believe in Fulshear. That's where I go to church.
If you sneak into the edge of heaven, you're still in heaven. I'm just saying. it can happen there. All right, we want to get, by 7 o'clock, we want to get our 16th dog paid for, and we're still about $600 short. So, again, I know Mary called earlier. She's going to make that donation, but I don't know if it's going to hit before 7 o'clock. So, can you help us? Do you have the opportunity, because of your business or the position you're in, to help us out with the donation to get to our 16th dog in One Pet, One Vet? Every time we get $5,000, another veteran gets their service animal trained, and you can help that happen right now. Text the word PETS to 20357 here on The Bull. It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on 100.3 The Bull, and thank you all, folks, showing up in our silly city challenge.
Yeah, it's silly. It's also silly.
I was going to say, maybe that was more appropriate than I thought. In our city challenge, we got some shout-outs to do. And how much are we away from our 16th dog?
About $300.
$300.
$300
away. All we need.
Can I shout out somebody? There's somebody who used to work here who just made a donation. I can see it on the page.
Yeah.
I won't call that person out. It could be any of these people if you go to the page. But she donated because she knows that our hearts are in this. She knows that we mean this. She knows us better than probably most people in this world.
Right.
And she knows that when we talk about something, we put this much time and energy and love and tears and sweat into something that we actually mean it. And she just made a donation. That could be one of the most special donations to me.
Actually, I know her too. And she is one of the sweetest people in the world, but I think she just wants her city represented.
Well, it has been tallied.
I'm being honest here. I think she just wants her city represented.
It's on the board, George.
Yeah, okay, it's on the board. All right, some shout outs real quick that just came in.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's click through and say, hey, thank you to Huffman. Thank you in LaPorte. And thank you in Rosharon.
Right. Okay.
You can get your city in. Text the word PETS to 20357, and then we'll send you a link, and you can make your donation there. We're just about $300 away, and the city challenge continues, Mo.
Michelle's on the phone in Willis. Michelle, you wanted to make sure that Willis was represented on the board for the city shout-outs, and thank you for your donation. You said you're a donor from last year that's back again to do it again.
Yes, I am. I thoroughly believe in this program, and I love seeing the support for our vets. My dad was a Marine. He served boots on the ground in Vietnam. And I saw firsthand, you know, when he came back, the struggles they go through, just trying to get their benefits that are due to them. And the disrespect and disregard for our vets was just heartbreaking for me to see. He always had a dog. And I wish that something like this would have been available to him before we lost him. I lost him 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But he loved his dog, always made him smile, and to the last day, and that last breath he took, we had just gotten a new puppy, and he literally asked about the puppy, like, how was the puppy? It was one of the last things he said to me, so.
Dogs will do that, but that, I mean, the thing about Give Us Pause is they take that best friend and turn it into a coworker. They turn it into a partner for life when it comes to training them to be service animals, not just companion animals, but service animals to do things for these vets.
Absolutely. And thank you everyone out there that's listening and helping out our vets. It means so much.
Get your city on the board right now. Our city challenge is going on. Can you help us get to dog number 16? Text the word pets to 20357 right now. Make your donation count on the bull. It's the morning bullpen. Sorry. On top of everything else, we have computer issues this morning, but we're in the middle of craziness here in the studio anyway. Good morning and welcome to One Pet, One Vet. My name is George. Her name is Mo. Eric with a K is also here.
I'm the one dancing.
And we're celebrating this morning because we have some good news. We were saying just a few minutes ago that we were just a few hundred dollars away, Eric.
Yeah.
From getting our 16th dog in One Pet, One Vet.
Yeah. Are we going to get Paul on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul is standing by. We'll get to him in a second.
Okay. He's the founder of this place. And I love celebrating Paul because Paul is a genuinely good man. We've gotten to know him. This is the second annual One Pet, One Vet. We've gotten to know his heart. He really cares about these veterans.
He is a veteran himself.
Yes. That is important. And they love him. And I'm so proud of Bull Nation because this last 20 minutes, they have showed up. And we are now at, do you want the grand total, George?
I do want the grand total, Eric.
$81,460. We got another dog! Ring that bell! Just for another couple of seconds.
Mo loves to ring
now
the
stop.
Bell. That's
so
for sure.
Good.
Paul, we're at 16 dogs that we paid for. What do you think about that?
That is incredible. I'm blown away. We're going to have to start contacting some veterans and let them know that we can start funding this dog training.
You're going to start calling people this week?
We will.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd love for you guys to be involved, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. Eric? Mo?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Like we could make the call?
Paul, I tell you what. Let's figure this out, okay? Let's figure out if we can, because here's the thing. We have that 16th animal.
Yeah.
If we can fundraise, maybe, Paul has a list, right?
Yeah, he's got an approved list through his, stand hold, Paul. He's got an approved list through his board of veterans that have been approved to receive training, but they're not fully funded yet.
Okay.
So we could potentially unlock one of these veterans and fundraise for that vet.
Okay, all right, let's talk to Paul. We'll figure out who he would like to call. And let's surprise him on the radio this morning. Okay, all right, so we're going to figure this out. I swear we are. Thank you all so much for getting us to 16. And we're on our way. We're marching our way to 17 on One Pet, One Vet here on The Bull. Pat is on the phone this morning. Pat, good morning. How can we help you on One Pet, One Vet on The Bull?
Okay, I don't know how to do that thing on my telephone, but I want to make a donation.
Girl,
okay.
We got you.
Okay, yeah, Mo can help you out here.
Yes, I'm going to text you personally and make sure you have the link on your phone, and then you can open it, and it's just a website. You can check out everything about the organization, Give Us Pause, and then you can decide how much you want to donate. Does that sound all right?
Okay, also, I want to let you know, I've been up here working. I'm not from Houston. I am actually from Victoria, Texas.
Well, thank you.
You're just in town working and you decided to be part of this? Why, Pat?
I don't know. I guess it's in my heart.
Thank you.
Pat, I can tell you're a little emotional. Do you have a veteran in your life?
I used to.
You want to tell us about him? Her?
Well, it was actually my ex-husband, but yeah.
That's a different story, Pat.
that's a totally different story, but I don't know. I guess I just love dogs, and I see them all the time, you know, helping veterans and stuff, and we need it.
Yeah.
Pat, thank you, first of all, for listening to our radio station when you're in town, and thank you for helping out on this. And thank you, in the span of 45 seconds, taking it from being emotional about this project to your ex-husband and laughing with us.
I love my dog more than my husband, too. So you know, I get it.
We appreciate it. All right, Pat, hang on. We'll get you. If you have any troubles, if you have any questions about how to donate, and sometimes we get so involved in it, we think, oh, it's so simple, just text and da-da-da-da. But if you have a question, help us out, okay? All right. Also, I got to update you. Paul is trying to decide if the person that we can unlock. He sent us some information about a veteran.
Yeah, someone he's working on making sure we can unlock.
Yes.
And I've read the story. It's an incredible story. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit, and again, if we get to this story, great, but I mean, I was just amazed by some of the things that Paul sent us about this vet.
Okay, I'm crossing my fingers that we can get this veteran a dog today. He's a 6-year Army sergeant. He was in Iraq. He suffers from a variety of different disorders from combat, and then he's also a Gold Star spouse.
Okay.
Which means that he has lost his spouse.
All right, so we'll see if we, Paul is supposed to give us a call back. I tell you what, come back with us in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to see if we can get a one pet for this vet.
Ooh.
I love it.
Can we change it just a little bit? Just a little bit of a tweak.
Yes.
One pet for this vet, and you've got to meet this vet next here on The Bull. One pet, one vet from our friends at McHike Chevy Cares. They got us all started on this earlier in the week. Josh Potts was in, made a donation of $5,000 to get us started. That's what it costs to train a service animal for a local area vet. And if you weren't listening just a few minutes ago, we told Paul that we hit our 16th dog. And his reaction was this.
We're going to have to start contacting some veterans. I'd love for you guys to be involved, too.
Don't ever offer that unless you want us to be involved.
We started to get anxious. It kind of felt like Christmas. And Paul's been frantically working behind the scenes with us to make this happen. Paul is the boss man at Give Us Pause. And we've heard so many times about you making these phone calls and being able to surprise these veterans and let them know that they're going to be a part of your program. It's wild.
We love Paul, again, in what he does and what he started. I mean, he started this because of his dad, who is a veteran. And the heart in this and the purity of this is just, it's just beyond measure. I can't say enough about Paul.
Okay, he's on hold right now. And we are going to attempt to call Remy McNamara. Mm-hmm. He's a 6-year Army sergeant. Paul, first of all, I want to tell people if they want to text right now, they can.
Yes.
Text PETS to 20357. PETS to 20357. Before you even hear this story, text that number. You'll get a link back. And then once you hear this story, I think you are absolutely going to want to make your donation. Okay, Paul, we're going to let you take the lead on this. Okay, you call Remy McNamara right now, and we're just going to sit until you're ready for us.
Hello, this is Paul Vischer with Give Us Pause Service Dog Training here in Houston. I'm trying to contact Remy McNamara.
This is him.
Hey, Remy. I have some friends here on the line who would like to talk to you.
Okay.
My name is George, by the way. Mo is over there.
Hi, Remy.
Eric is here.
Hi, Mr. McNamara.
Hello.
Hey, Remy, I understand that you have applied for service dog training with Paul and Give Us Pause, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what your journey has been like with the military. You joined right out of high school, right?
Yeah, I joined right out of high school. It's been a family thing of mine, my whole family is always military. I grew up a military brat. My father was military, my brother was military, grandparents, all this. And I lived in Alvin, Texas, so decided to join the military and see what I could do with my life.
And Remy, you were injured in an IED blast and some other things that happened because you were one of the first people, like, early in the conflict with Afghanistan, right?
Yeah, being out there when we deployed, we were one of the first 2-3 units out there. So it was still when up armored vehicles weren't necessarily out there. We had fiberglass doors and sandbags.
I hate to bring up old wounds, but that brings us to probably at least the worst in my mind, you are also a Gold Star spouse. Is that right? And what's that mean for people who don't understand?
Basically, a Gold Star spouse is someone who is was married to a service member when they were killed. My wife was killed during combat, so she wanted to join, and I supported her 110%. She knew what I went through because that's when we first got married. We were high school. We knew each other in high school. Never had the chance to date then. And then I was going through stuff, and we started dating and everything, and got married, and she wanted to join. And when she went down to Afghanistan, that's...
Can I read something from your bio? And it just, for me, it was incredibly moving. And I don't mean to dig in, but I do think it's important that people listening hear the core of your story and why a service dog is so important in your case. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too long afterwards, my then wife decided to go into the military. I stepped back and supported her fully through her desire to graduate from airborne school and to become a linguist. When she deployed to Afghanistan, we would talk as often as we could at night. It wasn't until one night when she didn't call, email, or log into chat, I started to feel something was wrong. It wasn't until the night of our fifth wedding anniversary that I received the dreaded knock on the door that informed me my wife was killed in combat. Since my wife's death, my PTSD, anxiety, and depression has worsened. I managed to drive what few friends I have away, become a hermit confined within the borders of my property, and struggle daily to find motivation and happiness. Does that still ring true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This whole hour is for you, Remy. Our hearts go out to you. Thank you so much for your service. We are calling on Bull Nation to raise money for Remy McNamara and for Athena, the German Shepherd. We can earn $5,000 to get their training fully funded. We know, Paul, you're still on the phone, right?
I sure am.
Okay, Remy McNamara is completely approved by the board of Give Us Pause. If we can raise this $5,000, then he will be fully funded and enter the training program, right?
That is true. Yes, he will.
And what we need from y'all is to text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. That's PETS to 20357. We will respond to you and to your text with a link where you can explore the donation page and do what's right for you and your family.
All right, let's get him started today then. Let's
just go. Right now.
I think you can schedule his class for this afternoon.
I hope so. That's what we're trying to do. Let's make it happen for Remy right now. Text the word PETS 20357 and make a donation. Let's get this one pet for this vet now on the Bull.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on 100.3 The Bull. And I got to be honest, I think we're a lot like you are right now. We are...
I'm a mess.
Just blown away by Remy's story and him sharing that story Mo, what hit you the hardest out of what we just... And again, if you're just tuning in, Remy is a veteran that we're trying to get a service dog for.
He had already applied to give us paws because he wanted to train the dog he already has, his German Shepherd,
Athena,
to be a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's waiting on this list. He hadn't heard anything, and we just got to call him and tell him that we're currently raising money to cover the whole program to make his dog a service dog, right?
And it takes $5,000 to do that. And right. You all have got us off to a great start. I mean, would it be crazy to think we could do like this whole thing before 8 o'clock?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to show up. If anybody missed Remy McNamara's story, it's got me. He was a 6-year veteran, and then he got out of the service because he was disabled. And then he got married. He got married, and his wife decided that she wanted to go into the service. And so she did. She had big dreams, and she knew that the military would help her accomplish those dreams. And then she got deployed to Afghanistan, and they would talk every night. And then she didn't log into the chat one night. And he got the knock at the door the next day that she died on their 5th wedding anniversary in combat.
So I don't know if you're like us, but it's whatever we can do, however we can do it. And if you've, honestly, this morning, Mo, I was about to ask you, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much of that story, but I want to know if that story, if you made a donation, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Remy and whether or not we can do this. Again, my challenge is to do this before 8 o'clock. So if you think we can get there, help us this morning. You know how I get a little nervous sometimes. All right, it's One Pet, One Vet. Thank you to Mack Hike Chevy Cares. They've been helping us with this as we raise money for service animals for our local Houston area veterans. Not a penny of this goes anywhere but here in Houston to help our local veterans. It's real easy, Mo, to make a donation.
Yes, text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. We will text you back a link, or you can always text us here at the station. We're happy to help you out no matter what. And we have Leah on the phone in Fulshear. Leah, you said y'all are veterans and you heard Remy's story?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about your service. Thank you, by the way, for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a 20-year retired Air Force veteran, a disabled veteran at that. I've heard y'all do this a couple of different times, but this story really kind of hit close to home. And I just wanted to make sure that I can continue to keep supporting my fellow service members. It's important. And nothing's more important than doing things that can honestly help.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it. And you say it hits close to home. I know a couple of text messages from veteran friends of mine who... Again, this one hurt them a little bit this morning. I think just knowing what Remy has given to our country and the sacrifices he made in his life. So we know that's the same for you. And 20 years, that deserves a round of applause right there. So.
Oh, thank you. All right. I appreciate that. It's not about me. It's definitely about what you guys are doing.
Yes.
I'm just glad that I'm able to help support in my way and just continue to keep encouraging people. Our service never ends. And I think everybody can just chip in a little bit, and it keeps going such a far way. Mm. So I really appreciate what y'all are doing.
Thanks for the encouragement.
To make these needs, because they are needs, keep going. And this story is touching. It's heartbreaking, actually. I'm just glad to be a part of it. So thank you.
Well, thanks for the encouragement, because honestly, I got to be honest, Leah, my biggest fear is that we wouldn't be able to get this dog for him. And we're getting close, not there, but we're getting close. And that was what you heard in my voice earlier, is that I was just, you know, it's like, what if we can't come through? What if we can't do this?
We can't. Text PETS to 20357. PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. We'll send you a link back. No obligation whatsoever. Thanks, Danielle, Sarah, Brock. Everybody's trying to get this dog for Mr. McNamara right now. Text PETS to 20357.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George Moe, Eric with a K. And I got to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We are trying to get a hold of Remy because, y'all, we got Remy's dog.
Woo!
Funded, fully funded.
Yeah!
Again, my greatest fear is what if we talked to Remy this morning and we
stop it with
this,
the bell.
We do not have to make a weird phone call. We get to make a happy phone call.
Yeah, y'all are amazing. And we're going to get a hold of Remy. We're going to try to get him on the phone with us. So hang on. We'll get Remy on the phone.
Okay.
But can I say thank you to there's so many people.
Oh, y'all.
I mean, there's so many people. But Corey, I wanted to talk to you because, Corey, you made a donation that pushed us over. And as a matter of fact, it pushed us. Eric won't let me see the numbers, but how close are we to getting another dog thanks to Corey? First of all, why did you give?
I just felt it in my heart this morning. We gave last year for the same call, same number. And hearing Remy's story this morning, it's just, we're hoping to touch his heart and allow him to, you know, enjoy life and all the great things out there. And we hope this helps.
Corey, I know we're celebrating, but there are a lot of veterans just like Remy who still need service dogs. And you have pushed us into another $5,000 to try to get another service member. We are only, because of your huge donation. Do you want to shout out anybody, by the way, before I give a number?
Your family?
You know, we have family that's in the service. I don't want to call any names out, but I do believe that the bullpen this morning I think we can reach another dog. I saw it happen last year.
Yes.
I do believe it happened again this year. So let's do it, Houston.
All right. How much do we need, Eric? How much do we need?
We are only $1,500 away from another dog.
Another service dog.
And now we get to call Remy and tell him that Bull Nation has fully funded his training with Athena. This is the best day of my life.
All right. But we need how much again?
$1,500. And we can call another veteran and tell them the good news.
Okay, that's awesome. Let's set the world on fire.
Yeah!
Notice what I did there? Tied it in with Nate Smith. I mean, come on. Text the word PETS right now to 20357. Let's get to that next dog. All right, it's one pet, one vet. And hang on one second. Remy is on the phone with us. Hang on just one second. Thank you all for giving. Remy, it's George Moe and Eric from the Morning Bullpen. And, brother, we are calling to tell you that your funding for Athena's training came through and you are fully funded, my friend.
That's awesome. You guys are amazing. I'm super excited.
All right. I'm really excited to meet you.
How did it feel being sort of in that gap period where you applied, but you knew that the training was going to be expensive and you were waiting for those funds to be unlocked?
It's rough because you don't know if it will be unlocked or if, you know, there's another person that could use that aspect a lot more than I could. So it's just how much can your anxiety go up and down before you hear some good news?
Paul, with Give Us Pause, you kind of predicted that he might say something like that.
You know what I hear from almost every veteran who receives funding? Well, I probably don't deserve it. There's probably someone else that deserves it more than me. And that's simply not true. Definitely not true. You are very deserving.
Well, Remy, after hearing your story and knowing what you've been through, I agree with Paul. There is no one that deserves this more than you. Thank you for your service, and the sacrifice that you've given in your life is just beyond what we can imagine. And you cannot believe how happy we are to say that you have the dog training paid for.
I'm like I said, I'm beyond speechless. It's hard for me to already put words together and stay composed right now.
Well, you're stuck with us now because we're fully invested in you and your progress, and we want to hear all about it, the good, the bad.
We want to go to graduation day. We want to do it all,
like,
Remy.
We're going to those concerts with you. Like, we're just so, so honored to be able to do this for you, and we're so excited to follow along in your progress.
It's truly amazing, and honestly, I hope that there's more veterans out there that will be able to experience the happiness and emotions that I'm trying to convey.
Well, actually, that's what we're trying to do. We would love to get another service animal this morning paid for. Another veteran, just like Remy, that could do it. And we're how much short of our next service dog? Hang on.
Just a couple $100, George.
Just a couple $100 to getting that next one. We've been talking about that, right? So, all right. Text the word pets. Mo, tell them about it. I
text the word pets to the number 20357. Text pets to 20357. We're going to send you a link. And if you need any help, you can always call us here at the station or text us or check out thebullhouston.com.
One pet, one vet. And when I say magic is happening, I believe in those words.
Oh, George.
Jimmy, thank you for getting us started with this. And I got it. Hang on. Remy is still on the phone with us. Remy, good morning.
Good morning.
I think I want to apologize because we called you and just like threw you on the air and ambushed you by telling you.
We were so excited.
That we got the funding for your dog, but we couldn't be more excited that you now get to start that training, my friend.
It's amazing. Both myself and Athena are beyond ecstatic and can't wait to do the training.
Well, we hope you feel so much love because this is coming from all over Bull Nation. The messages we're getting, just like encouraging you, and everyone has your back, supporting you. I hope you feel that.
I've been listening the whole time, and the outreach and support has been amazing.
Well, you don't even know the half of it, Remy. And if people are just tuning in, hearing your story for the first time, you're a 6-year Army sergeant. You left the service due to disability, and then you got married, and your wife joined the service to follow her big dreams. And on the night of your 5th wedding anniversary, you found out that she had been killed in combat, and people in Bull Nation showed up for you, my friend. And George doesn't know the total.
I know that we got Remy's dog paid for.
That's all you know, though.
But here's what I do know. I know that Remy's a leader. I can imagine what kind of leader he was in the Army, because he has led us through the last hour. Because the last I heard, and they will not let me see the numbers. They know I get freaked out by it. But we got another service dog because of Remy's story. So, Remy, we not only paid for your training and Athena's training, but another veteran out there is going to get their training paid for, too, okay?
That's amazing. I really am ecstatic and glad to hear that there's another veteran that is going to feel the love of the community and be able to feel a normal life and as close to normal life as they can and have a companion that's going to be there for them.
Now, Remy, we are excited that you get to go out and about. You've, since the passing of your wife and since all of these issues, you've sort of been confined to your house. And this money, people are texting now. It's still coming in your name right now at this very moment. They're texting pets to 20357 to help veterans just like you.
Could we get 3 dogs, you think?
Oh, George, you are thinking small, my friend.
That'd be amazing.
I'm with Remy. That would be amazing.
Can I give you an update?
Please.
Absolutely.
Remy.
Because I haven't seen any of these numbers.
George, I need you to sit down.
Yes, I need you to sit down. Remy, you should probably be sitting down as well. Because
I'm trying.
I know that it's hard to relive these old wounds. I know it's very tough, and we've talked off the air about how difficult that can be. Mm-hmm. But because you were brave enough, first of all, to serve, and second of all, to tell that story to Bull Nation, not only did you get one dog for you, Not only did you get a dog for a service member in Houston, we started the 7 o'clock hour with $81,500.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mo.
Yes.
What is the current total for one pet, one vet?
Right now, we are at $105,000.
No way. There is no way we're at $105,000.
Remy, that means that your story has inspired five service members to get dogs.
Holy cow.
You being one of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You got your brothers and sisters back, man. You've got your little crew now.
Oh my goodness, they're going to be training right next to you.
Oh yes, we have to meet all five of you. You have to come up with a cool club name and everything.
It's just amazing to hear. It's great to know that many more others that are going to be helped and be able to experience this and have that love and that compassion that Bull Nation's given.
That is interesting to me.
I told you to sit down, George.
From your standpoint, Remy, I mean, what would you say to people that are thinking about giving and helping? I mean, we could be on our way to the next dog, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Because we're $4,500 short
$4,500
of adding someone else to this group. This is going to be our group now. We have unlocked all this new
Remy's
training.
Thursday group here that we're yes. training. What would you say to somebody, Remy?
I would encourage them. You don't know the impact on my life that has just been made, and let alone the other veterans that are getting service dogs raised by this money. But if even more can be helped, that's amazing. If you're thinking, I encourage it because it changes lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what
we're so pumped for you, Remy. Can I ring my bell, please?
Yes, ring
Thank
it.
You, Remy.
For one dog.
Celebrate.
Two dogs. Ring it for three dogs. Ring it for four dogs. Ring it for five service dogs training.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
Holy
and
moly.
We're not done. Mm-hmm. We're not done yet. No, all you have to do is text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357, and you can make a donation and get us on the way to that sixth dog that we can get today, all right? Again, it's PETS to 20357. Let me tell you, and we are celebrating this morning on One Pet, One Vet, because nothing short of a miracle has happened this morning here on the radio show. We were getting ready to see if we could get money for Remy. You maybe heard his story if you missed it earlier. Gold Star spouse, mm-hmm. served in Afghanistan, IED explosion, needs training for a service dog, and we thought we could get one dog. And now, thanks to Remy, we went from 16 dogs to where we're working on our 21st dog now, right?
No. Wait.
What do you mean no? I thought we were at 21.
We have got 21 dogs locked in, George.
Here, George.
Where are we now?
$106,596.
Yeah. So we're like $3,500 away from dog 22.
Heck yeah, we are.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Keep
Bull
dancing,
Nation
Eric.
Is amazing.
Keep dancing. Y'all, thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. Every little bit helps, and we are seeing your donations rolling in and loving being able to just like reflect on your names and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
You just can't imagine. Hang on, Julie's on line four. Julie, good morning. How can we help you?
Well, I'm coming late to the party, but I wanted to donate.
You are not late. You are just late. On time.
All right. Well, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for all that you do. You help this entire community every single day, and I want to be a part of it always. So thank you.
Be part of this. You're right. Text the word PETS to 20357. It'll send you a link on your phone, or if you'd rather, Mo can send it to you directly.
Yeah, just shoot us a text here at this number that you just called if you need help.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank
Welcome you, aboard. Julie. You do want to be part of this.
Yes. Thank y'all.
We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye,
oh, there's her donation. I just saw it come in.
Thank there we go.
Thank you, Julie. And thank you, Karen. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Anonymous. You don't have to make it anonymously. Joyce, Ivan, Amanda, Brandy, Jessly, Kay, Maribel. It's coming in so fast. People want to take care of veterans right here in Houston. Text PETS to 20357.
We're less than $3,500 away from that next service animal here on The Bull.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, today on One Pet, One Vet, it has been quite the day. I got to tell you, the magic that is happening every morning when we talk about getting a service dog for a veteran has been just absolutely incredible. And Paul is on the phone along with Michelle. They are with Give Us Paws. They're the actual people that do the training and everything there. And they've been on TV, making a TV appearance for Give Us Paws. And Paul, Michelle, good morning.
Hey there, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
We know y'all just represented on TV, and I'm sure the segment was beautiful, but have you checked the total?
We haven't. We're still driving back, so we haven't had the opportunity.
Well, Paul and Michelle, we'd like to update you on what happened while you were off doing TV.
Okay, so Paul, as you know, we were introduced to Remy, who is an incredible hero from the Army who lost his wife in combat, and our hearts were touched. Bull Nation stepped up to get Remy his dog, and as you know, we fully funded that dog. Bull Nation
funded that. Oh my God, this is incredible. Remy is... Remy is so deserving. He's such an awesome individual. I can't wait to help him. Thank you, everybody.
But that's Bull Nation said that ain't enough.
No.
That ain't enough. They were so touched by Remy, Paul, that we got another dog paid for.
Oh, my God.
What? A second?
And another dog paid for.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And another dog paid for.
This is just insane. Oh, my God.
No. Wait. Go ahead, Eric. You get to say it this time.
And another dog paid for.
Oh, my God.
And I have some amazing news thanks to Fun and Fitness Gymnastics Academy, who just donated $1,000. We are only $400 away from that next dog.
Yeah.
We are at $109,570.
Oh, my God. Abby's excited. She's back here. She's back here
jumping all over the truck.
You know what? Maybe we should have told him to pull over somewhere before we started hitting him with all these things. So.
We can't thank you and Bull Nation and Mac Hike and everyone who has helped so much.
And Bullshirt.
We are so overwhelmed with this response. It's unimaginable.
We're not done.
Yeah. We still have other day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, let's get that. I tell you what, let's do. Let's get this final 400.
Okay.
So that we can get to our next service dog. Can you help us out? It's easy to donate. Text the word PETS to 20357. We'll send you a link. You can donate there. Or if you're on your computer, just go to thebullshouston.com. Click the donate button and help us get one pet for one vet here on The Bull. All right, so working our way toward our next service dog for a veteran here in Houston. This is One Pet, One Vet, and I can't thank you enough for what we've done so far, but we are motoring on here this morning. If you would like, we've gotten so many text messages who were like, I was crying in the car on the way to work, and I forgot to get the number and how to give. It's actually pretty simple.
Yes, text the word PETS, P PETS to the number 20357. Pets to 20357. And George, can I take a second to read one of the texts?
Absolutely.
It's from our friend Ryan in Magnolia, and he, maybe she, said, I'm texting because I didn't want to cry on the radio.
Aww.
Totally get it.
I've been doing it all day.
They said, I read the news, and most days I feel like we as a society have lost our way, and there's just so much evil. No one cares. They said, I've been listening to y'all all week, and I just want to say what a blessing it has been to hear what's being done for these vets. They protect our freedoms through their service, and now they are protecting my faith and people by their sacrifice.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for all. Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
Amen. You're saying what we feel,
yes.
And
thank you for
getting it and for seeing it and for understanding and for donating.
Yeah, I love it. Protecting my faith in humanity.
And it's not slowing down. A lot of people feel that way. They're still texting pets to 20357. The momentum is not slowing down.
It's magical today. I mean, it is just insanely magical what you all are creating.
And the magic really started when we got to know Remy McNamara. And just to quickly recap his story, he spent 6 years in the Army, and then he was disabled. What was it that happened to him?
He was in an IED blast in Afghanistan. He was he joined in 2002, so he was some of the first soldiers that were deployed to Afghanistan. And he said, you know, at the time, they didn't have armored vehicles. The Humvees, they put sandbags in the floorboard to protect them from IED blast, and you know how that worked out. So,
and he had his eye on a lady back home that he would write. And when he got back, he started dating that lady and married her. And then she decided to go into the service. And during her service, on their fifth wedding anniversary, he got the horrible knock at the door that she had died in combat. Mm. And he had made it all the way through. And he feels a lot of guilt about that.
That's the part that that just breaks my heart on top of everything else. But people reacted to Remy when we said, hey, if we can raise $5,000, he gets his training paid for. And it's just been, like I said, it's just been nothing short of a miracle all day long.
That is still coming in for Remy George. We got him his dog, and he said, come on, we can pay it forward. We can get another dog for somebody like me.
Yeah.
So we did that.
Yes.
We did. Then we did it again, and we did it again, and we did it again.
Okay.
And last time we checked, we were still waiting on that next dog, that 22nd dog for One Pet, One Vet.
Mm-hmm. We were just a few hundred dollars short.
We were.
So every time we get a dog, we ring that bell.
So,
Mo, you want to get the... should she get the bell ready?
Get that freaking bell.
Let's do it! Yes!
We got the 22nd dog paid for.
I'm telling you, they're not slowing down, George. They're still texting pets to 20357. There's Edward. I just saw Edward come in. Tessa just came in. Aztec Industrial Fabricators, thank you for that. Matt, anonymous donation, $25. We love the $25. We love Matt's $400. It doesn't matter. Every dollar goes to veterans here in Houston.
Well, and I think it's Julie called earlier. You remember her, Mo? And she said, I'm late to the party, but I want to be part of this. I want to feel that I'm helping out with this. And I think that's what people are experiencing. It's like, you do want to be part of this. You do want to just make a difference. And again, every penny stays right here with a Houston hero, because the veterans that are getting their dogs trained, every single one of them right here in the Houston area.
Yes, we love sharing their stories. I hope y'all feel that same love every time you hear from one of them. It's one of our favorite parts, and you can be of a part of it. You're not too late to the party.
Yeah.
Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to the number 20357. We'll text you back a link, or you can always check out thebullockhouston.com.
It's One Pet, One Vet Week here on the Bull. Thank you to Mack Hike Chevy Cares for helping us out, being a wonderful sponsor. And we are fundraising our way. We're just $3,000 away from dog number 23. That means a 23rd veteran that will get to go to service dog training. And Trish is on the phone in Conroe. Trish, good morning. How can we help you?
Hi, George. I wanted to donate for the Pets for Vets, but I was trying to do it. I'm a therapist that travels on the road, and I wasn't sure how to get that to you guys.
Absolutely. We'll send that link right out to you. But, Trish, can I ask, you said you're a therapist. Do you mind sharing with us why you wanted to give? Do you mind?
Not at all. My husband is a retired veteran from the United States Marine Corps, 32 years. And my son, my youngest son, went in at 17, and he was medically discharged. But we've lost so many friends throughout my husband's time, and I know that I'm getting choked up, but I know that dogs make such a difference.
As a therapist, can you share for people like what a difference it makes and how this makes a difference for these veterans?
Because there's an unconditional love that an animal brings. As a military wife, we've always had dogs, and they actually gave me a lot of comfort when my husband was deployed, and they always gave my sons that comfort that they both actually, as grown young men now, they have, both of them have two rescues as well. So it gives them that comfort. It gives them that strength to continue. And I was listening to, you were just talking about Remy, but you were talking also about one of the other vets that talked about I think she was a Air Force captain, and
yes, that was Jillian. Yeah,
she wanted to commit suicide and all that, and the dog, she gave her that that will to keep them going. And I've seen that with my husband. My husband's always very stoic, but he definitely, the dogs bring out the light in him that I know is always there.
Sometimes the stoics are the ones we have to be most concerned about, don't you think?
My husband's amazing, and what he's done for this country, and
yes,
you know, he continues to do it. So
well, thank him and your son for their service, and thank you for what you do, and I know you understand it on a whole different level than most of us, so thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll get that link to you so you can make your donation.
Yes, we're going to text you. We have your number, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate all what y'all are doing, and I do appreciate you stating all the faith that you bring, because as your other caller just was stating or sent a text that we have lost faith in this country, and I think that's one of the main things that got me through all of the deployments and all that time, too. Aside from my animals and my son, it's been such a blessing to have you all on, you know, and give that, and your 810 amens and all of that, because we need that.
We love you, and we appreciate you, and drive safely, and thanks for being part of One Pet, One Vet. We're working our way to dog number 23. We're less than $3,000 away from making that happen for a local Houston vet. Text the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357. Make that difference right now. We're in the middle of One Pet, One Vet, and we're raising money for one veteran here in Houston to get a service dog trained for them to help them out. And that's what our goal was to start with. And now we're working on dog number 23. More importantly, veteran number 23.
Yes.
That will get to go to service dog training and get their dog trained up by Give Us Paws. And we got some shout outs. First of all, some text messages, Mo.
I was going to give a couple small business shout outs.
Sure.
We've gotten some donations. Aztec Industrial Fabricators.
Thank you.
Shout out.
Industrial Fabricators.
Samson Controls USA.
Samson Controls.
George, I think you're going to be extra excited to see that we have a donation from our friends at State Line Design.
State Line. You know what? I just saw that they are doing what we ask small businesses to do. They're printing up the
QR code
and putting it up, and they put it on their social media, because if you can't make a donation, it's real easy to help us out.
Yeah, spread the word.
Lots of ways. You can go to thebullhouston.com, click on printable materials. There's a flyer that people can scan, and they can just make their donation from their phone. If you've got a small business, a church, whatever it is, if there is a wall that has an empty space on it, put our flyer up.
Yes.
But also, I just posted a really inspirational thank you message. If you've been following the story of Remy McNamara, mm-hmm. who called earlier today, we were so blessed and honored to be able to tell him that Bull Nation financed his dog training.
Yep.
He has sent us an incredibly moving message that we posted on the Bull Houston Instagram and Facebook page. Please share that. Mm-hmm. Share. Mm-hmm. I can't say that enough. The more people who get eyes on something like that, the more people get interested in what we're doing here.
And if you missed Remy's story and you've heard us talking about him, you've heard the callers talking about him, that is going to be on our podcast today. You can get that after 10 o'clock this morning. Just go to themorningbullpen.com and get it off the podcast. Can we get to dog number 23? That's the question. Text the word pets to 20357. Let's get this done before 10 o'clock. Having some fun and creating a little magic today on One Pet, One Vet. Thank you to Mack Hike Chevy Cares. We appreciate them really helping kick this thing off on Monday. Just another donation in from Leah. Leah, thank you so much.
I'm just glad that I'm able to help support in my way and just continue to keep encouraging people. Our service never ends. It's and I think everybody can just chip in a little bit, and it keeps going such a far way. So I really appreciate what y'all are doing.
Thanks for the encouragement.
I'm just glad to be a part of it. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your service, Leah. She also a service member that is donating to One Pet, One Vet. All right. So we have a couple of shout outs and an update on where we are. We're trying to get to that. Which dog is? I forget. Is it 23rd dog?
It doesn't matter. We don't have time for this, George.
Okay, right,
we got 11 minutes left of show, and we're trying to get another $1,500 before that 11 minutes.
Wait. Okay. I just got one in. We just got a $100 donation from, I'm going to give a small business shout out, Kickapoo Ranch Pet Resort.
Oh,
Kickapoo. Thank you, Kickapoo.
Sweet. Y'all love dogs. You get it. Thank you so much for your donation. And now how much do we need?
Okay, we're at like $1,400 left.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can we do that? We have somebody that could step up and help us get there.
George, I have another one. R&D Water Wells. Small business. Just gave us $250.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We're almost there.
We got some momentum going.
Come on.
Here.
We can't leave until we get this.
10 minutes.
Dog.
10 minutes. One more dog to pay for in 10 minutes. Get service training for a service animal here in the Houston area. Text PETS, P-E-T-S, to 20357.
It's been an incredible day on One Pet, One Vet. We can't say thank you enough, but we're not done. We have the rest of the day, and we have tomorrow that we need to continue this mission on. But we were trying to hit a goal before 10 o'clock. We wanted to get the 23rd dog paid for, and we were like $1,400 short.
We were so close, and we were getting a little sweaty because we're like, we're not leaving until we get this last dog.
You know, if Mo is snorting, she's having a good time.
She's having a good time. That's true.
I just love y'all so much, and I love shouting out your small businesses. Why? Because your small businesses are out there working your tushies off, trying to make some money in this hard world, and you're giving back for people that made that opportunity possible for you, right? We have all of our freedoms because of our veterans. So I have to shout out George. TA Septic Solutions.
There we go. TA Septic Solutions. Thank you.
We donated $1,000, which really got us super close.
Wow.
Jennifer, shout out, gave us a donation. Apex Electric.
There we go. Apex Electric. Right. Way to come in there.
And
I'm
then
not shocked.
Honeybee Insurance Agency.
That's a sweet one. I like
Thank you for talking over his dad joke, by the way. I really appreciate
it. Mary, Kelly, they don't want me to have to stay in the studio any longer with George and his dad jokes.
Yeah.
They each donated $100. And wow. I don't know if y'all can do the math, but the computer does the math for me. We got another dog.
Wow. That's incredible.
With 10 minutes of show left, but we were still like $2,000 shy, and we did
it. And we're sweating, right? So thinking that we're not going to get there. And then these two big burly men with badges run in. And
oh, boy.
I don't know if that makes y'all sweaty, but it does me.
Anytime somebody with a badge shows up, Mo gets nervous.
I think we get sweaty in different ways when big burly men with badges show up. A different sweat, let's be honest.
We call him Officer Ricky, but Officer Ricky Brazel is here, and he is somebody who has helped us out with 10,000 for the troops. He's helped out with One Pet, One Vet last year, mm-hmm. and you brought a friend along with you, Ricky.
I did. Well, good morning, guys. It's good to see you guys again. I'm glad to be a part of this. Many things that y'all do for veterans. I can't thank you guys enough for what y'all do. Being a veteran myself, serving tutorial Afghanistan, losing friends and seeing it, it really, really does benefit the veterans, and I cannot thank you guys enough. Today I brought with me our president of our union, Doug Griffith, so I'll turn the microphone over to him.
Okay, Doug. First of all, nice to meet you, Doug. I think this is the first time you've been on our show.
Yes, sir. I believe that it is.
Okay. And who do you represent again?
The Houston Police Officers Union.
Thank you for being here.
We this are so awesome. Blessed that you all grace us with your presence here today.
And the blessing is ours, sir. It really is. What y'all are doing for the troops, the veterans, we can't thank you enough for that. We have a lot of veterans on our department. And again, a shameless plug, any veteran looking for a job, we are hiring. HPD.com. Come on down.
I love that. Absolutely. And we have so many people that listen that are vets. So I love that. Definitely. I love getting that shout out there. And you all heard this morning the story of Remy, which, again, if you haven't heard it, it's going to be on our podcast. But I think it touched so many people this morning.
Yeah, don't make me cry on air. Please don't. Oh.
Well, you know what? It made us cry on the air.
Yeah. You just joined the club at this point, Doug.
But you all decided that you wanted to do something in honor of veterans like Remy that are still on that waiting list out at Give Us Pause.
Yes, sir. Ricky brought this to us, and it was a no-brainer for us. We were able to approve. We are going to purchase a dog for a vet.
Today, you're
right now.
That is not what we talked about, Ricky. That is not what you said. You're doing an entire dog today?
That's exactly right.
That's it.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Wait, come on, y'all.
We thought we were ending.
Oh, my goodness.
Today, with 23 dogs, but now we have 24 dogs?
Four dogs.
What is right? happening?
Am I doing the math right? 24 dogs?
Ricky, thank you so much.
This is all Ricky. It really is. Mm-hmm. He brought this to us. I know he's been working with you guys, and I wasn't fortunate enough to be a vet. He is, to see the struggles that he's had mm-hmm. over after he's returning, and it's just a blessing for us to be able to help out.
Ricky, get on the microphone. Come up here, because you and I talked, and you're like, hey, I want to come by. I heard the story this morning. Is it okay if we stop by the studio? And you're like, I'll just bring in a little donation with me. I had no idea.
Yeah, so it was a pretty miracle. Last year, I brought it to Doug, who's always been supportive of the board, veterans. We brought it to the board. It was a no-brainer. I actually filled this one this year. I actually missed this last meeting. Doug did it on his own without me being there. So it tells me right now that the more love we share among each other, these veterans, it'll push out to other people. It touches my heart to see what you guys are doing. Again, thank you guys for everything you guys do.
Thank you.
And it's not slowing down.
No.
You two. You are inspiring people next. Right now, Ricky.
It's the Doug and Ricky roller coaster that we're on.
Let's get another dog. How much time we have?
Oh my goodness, we still have 3 minutes of show left. Yes.
What, $500
from
Capital Abrasives. Thank you.
And then Epic Paint Store. Thank you for your $100. We love our small businesses here in Houston. So that means that we are at $121,518.
Wow. Come on. Give it up. That is amazing. That's incredible. Thank you again to the Houston Police Officers Union. We appreciate it. And hang on. Doug just took his wallet out. What are you doing here, Doug?
Look how stop it.
Here's $100 to start the next dog.
Oh, Doug, you're killing me. Doug.
And I'll throw in another $100 to go with
that. Hey, guys, thank you, so much.
Thank you so much. Every person who has texted that number, who has made a donation today, this has been one of the most incredible days. You know, people always say to us, Mo, Eric, they always say, you all have the coolest job. You get to meet these celebrities. You get to meet these country music stars. But you know what? I always tell them the best part of our job is getting to do this right here. because this is what our community is all about. And you all have propelled us to so much success that we just love being part of Bull Nation. And thank you. So,
yeah. And you're pretty awkward around the country music stars.
I am very awkward.
Yeah, but the dogs, they like you.
But okay.
Thanks, George.
Dogs do like you.
I feel comfortable with my Bull Nation.
You do. You do. Thank you, George.
That's what I feel comfortable doing.
We're still going and we can't wait to see what the rest of the day happens. We'll come back tomorrow morning with this fire under our booties. We got one more day. We're doing it for the vets. It's one pet, one vet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.